Insecure design is a different kind of category than most of the others on the OWASP list. It isn't about a specific bug you can fix in code. It's about what happens when the security controls you needed were never designed into the system in the first place. There's a distinction worth making clearly at the start. Insecure design versus insecure implementation. A design flaw is, we never created the control in the architecture. An implementation flaw is, we had the control but coded it wrong. A secure design can still have implementation bugs, and those bugs can usually be patched. But an insecure design cannot be fixed by any amount of good coding. If the architecture never included rate limiting, no amount of careful line-by-line review will add it. You have to go back and design it in. Insecure design dropped from number 4 in 2021 to number 6 in 2025. The movement reflects real progress. Threat modeling has diffused into normal engineering practice at many companies. Architecture review checklists catch more design-level issues before code ships. Secure by default framework choices make some classes of design flaws harder to introduce. But for greenfield systems, this category still matters enormously, because the cost of catching a design flaw after launch is orders of magnitude higher than catching it at whiteboard time. Let me give you three concrete examples that illustrate what insecure design actually looks like. First, insecure credential recovery. An application uses security questions and answers as the credential recovery path. What's your mother's maiden name? What was the name of your first pet? These are prohibited by NIST 863B, by the OWASP Application Security Verification Standard, and by the OWASP Top 10 itself. The reason is that more than one person can know the answers. The answers are often discoverable through social media or public records, and they cannot be trusted as evidence of identity. This isn't a coding bug, it's a design decision that introduced a vulnerability the implementation cannot fix. The solution is to remove the feature and replace it with a secure design, typically email verification plus MFA. Second, a business logic flaw. A cinema chain offers group bookings with a discount, capped at 15 attendees, before requiring a deposit. An attacker threat models the flow and books 600 seats across every cinema simultaneously, exploiting the fact that the 15 attendee limit was enforced per booking rather than across bookings. Massive loss of income, seats unavailable to real customers. The fix is rate limiting, deposit requirements for large bookings, and anomaly detection. Again, a design issue. No amount of careful code at the implementation level would have prevented this, because the business rules themselves were insecure. Third, bot scalping. A retail website sells high-end video cards. Inventory is limited. The design assumes human buyers. Within seconds of a new drop, automated bots purchase the entire inventory to resell on auction sites. Terrible publicity, revenue loss, alienated customers. The fix is anti-bot design, CAPTCHAs, queue systems, purchase pattern detection, or invite-based access. Design work, not code work. So how do you avoid insecure design? First, adopt a secure development lifecycle. Security isn't a phase at the end. It's a thread through the whole process, from requirements through deployment. Second, threat model at design time. For any critical feature, especially authentication, access control, and business logic, walk through the attack scenarios before the code gets written. Who benefits from abusing this feature? What's the worst outcome they can cause? What controls prevent that? Third, use reference architectures and secure design patterns. Don't reinvent authentication flows. Don't design your own access control model. Use well-understood patterns that have been stress-tested. Fourth, integrate security language into user stories. When a product manager writes, "User can book group tickets," the security-conscious version includes and cannot abuse the discount to reserve the whole theater. And fifth, compile misuse cases alongside use cases. For every feature, ask what an attacker, a malicious insider, or a confused user could do with it. The misuse cases often reveal design gaps the functional requirements never surfaced. Insecure design is at number 6 for a good reason, but the reason matters. It's a category about discipline, not tools. The tools catch bugs. The discipline is what keeps the bugs from being baked in.